Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. It's You Up with Nikki Glaser. It is Monday night. We're going to get this podcast to you pretty late, and I apologize for that. I had some people DMing me about it, which they're always very nice when they DM. It's always a very gentle nudge of like, I missed the podcast today. It just is a hard day without it. And I go, it's coming. It's coming. But I do like when you message me that, so keep them coming. Sorry to get it to you late, but we are getting it to you. Andrew and I landed at LaGuardia Airport at 8:30 p.m. from St. Louis, where we were this weekend, as we were three other cities. And then Dan Perlman decided to drop on by, and we just had some Thai food. And now we are recording in my apartment for the last time because I am moving on Saturday. So this will be the last one from this living room. Welcome to the show, Dan Perlman and Andrew Collin.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, it was a long journey. I did 6 hours of stand-up comedy this weekend from Friday until Sunday. And we danced and hung out with my parents, entertained friends, traveled from Minneapolis on Friday to St. Louis on Saturday, drove to Rolla, which is an hour and a half outside of St. Louis, on Sunday, and then flew back here to New York on Monday. Andrew was with me the entire time.
Yeah. Is it exhausting to be back?
It's exhausting to talk about, but it wasn't as exhausting to get through that.
Yes,
for the listener. You felt it. I wanted you to really feel how exhausting it was.
It is something where, like, if we haven't been traveling for the last year, if you showed me that schedule and I never like flew that much, I'd be like, what the fuck are we doing? But, you know, it's just become the norm at this point.
It's just
your parents yesterday. I slept all
day.
Yeah,
you crashed.
In front of everyone. They're like, oh, we can hang out, meet the parents, hang out with the nephews.
No, it's exhausting. Yeah, that's all I want to do, too. It was really nice to have him around, though, because I was like, that's nice. You're letting him do this because he's the guest. But, like, when I do this shit, I get guilt for it. But I wanted them to see, like, this is what people who do what I do need.
Right.
And
but it just shows how much they don't want to talk to me.
What do you mean?
They're like, go to bed for 8 hours.
We
I know, fucking around. No, no, they're great.
I love sleeping so much. I'm so glad you did that because it's like, yeah, for that reason, and because it's like you needed it. Just you're not, and if you can get it, get it.
Well, it's annoying because if you have early rising parents and brothers. And you wake up at 11.
They guilt
you
for it.
And you come out, and they've already had breakfast.
Right.
Look who's on vacation.
Like there's something wrong with you.
Look at Mr. Sleepyhead. Lazy boy.
Well, like, when really, even when it wasn't me being tired, it was like me being depressed. So then you get shit for being lazy you're like, no, I want to kill myself. And this is the only thing that keeps me from doing it.
This sad girl. Cry, cry.
Oh, look who's still a teenager. No, I'm not.
I'm ready for the
27.
Last hour of the Today
and I'm an
show.
Alcoholic.
My favorite thing about your parents and your relationship is, like, your dad goes at one point, you leave stuff behind. He goes, then I got to pay for the goddamn shipping. And
he didn't say goddamn. And,
well, okay, sorry.
He said it in a joking way, which is my dad will be like, yeah. And then we every time she stays here, we got to ship stuff back, and then I pay for the shipping. And I go, and what did I say?
She goes, I pay for the shipping every time, Dad. And she always yells. Nikki will yell at her parents from like 40 feet away, and she keeps walking away. So it's just, you're through nine doors.
And I get louder as I walk because I know the frequencies of how my voice travels in my house from that I've lived in since I was in sixth grade.
How it'll but back.
No, I go, Dad, I go, I always pay Mom back for the shipping and the handling. I give Mom an extra little bonus because of her time spent doing it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, no one's put out. Mom feels like she's doing something for me, which she loves to do. Everyone wins when I leave things.
Yeah, but I mean, your dad also is like, there's only one key, Nick. Like, he knows exactly how to irritate you.
Oh, I lost the key last time I was home. And
you lose one key. Remember, I lost your key.
I never gave you shit about it.
I know, because we discussed it. And I don't think you would have.
No.
But, like, If a person loses one key one time, that doesn't mean they're...
They lose
all
keys.
All you need is one mistake. And then
that's the way my family was.
That's who you
forever.
Are.
Yes, yeah. You're one mistake.
Yep.
Yes.
What's your one mistake? Do you have one haunts you?
Well, I had... I had one time where I just like clogged the shower, got stuck. Like it was just started flooding.
Yeah.
The drain shut.
Yeah, it just reached flooding. Its peak.
And so every time I go to like extended field, like, all right, if you take another shower.
Oh my God.
And it's
dude.
Like, I wasn't like pulling a stunt.
Oh my
the
God.
Thing,
you know,
like, makes me so. I left my luggage in a cab.
So it's like, I don't even use the bathroom.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't even use the bathroom.
Yeah, you haven't taken a shower in 6 years.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Never.
God, you're so right. They always have to bring up some shit.
Some mistake, and it's just to like level you a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
To
keep you in check.
To make you fly off the handle, and then you look crazy.
Right. And they're like,
that's
whoa.
What happens if you come back at them and go, well, what about when you fucking did? And it's like, whoa,
I don't do
Dan, Mr. Shower Man.
I was just joking.
Yeah. It's interesting, the like how you fight with people and how, like, when I go home, like, I just learned how to fight in a certain way in my house, which is like scream something and run away.
You learn
don't
that
deal
as a teenager
with the cops.
And have not
don't
updated.
Let them say anything mean back. You don't yes. even give. Hanging up the phone is a popular method I use with my mother. But I haven't done it in years, actually. I had to stop.
Well, it's not as cool to hang up a phone if it's your cell phone.
It's
like,
a cell phone?
There was something about the loudness
my thumb.
Of the like,
the
yeah,
slam.
Against the wall of a fucking.
I've broken my thumb.
Yeah.
So, really?
What? No, I haven't. Oh. I tried to really slam it shut.
Even the flip phone had a nice.
Yeah, the flip
yeah,
was nice.
Oh, you could snap it.
Snap it, yes.
Yes.
They should make an app where you could hear that sound when you hit end.
Yes. Oh,
that,
yeah,
that
like.
Shh.
Yes.
Of like, later, mom. Fuck you, mom.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Or you should
ding.
Or you should get.
Like a, yeah, like yeah. A, it's like a. It like rings a little bit, yeah.
Well, on the other end, they just hear boom, like a dial tone, you know?
Yeah, but you.
Do you know, like, kids do. Kids? Like. 20 somethings don't yeah. know like a busy tone.
Yeah.
What that sounds like?
A dial tone? Or a busy tone.
Dial
yeah,
tone
or
you still get.
Well, no, you could hear a busy beep when you're on your cell phone. You get a beep. Don't
no,
you?
Call
goes...
waiting is a beep, but you don't get a beep beep
oh,
beep
yeah, yeah.
beep when someone's on the phone
yeah,
because of
was,
call waiting now.
There was that and then there was the AOL thing when there was one line and you tried to sign on and then like I would do it if I would try to sign on to AOL,
oh, it would kick you
and
off the
somebody
phone.
Else was on the phone.
Yeah,
yeah, it would kick you off,
yeah,
or
they,
you would just hear a second of 5 seconds of them on the phone,
or they don't know
you're
when
knocked off.
When you're on
yes.
the phone and someone else picks the phone up and starts dialing
oh, yeah.
without listening to see if someone else is on the phone.
What a
so
crazy world that was! Yes,
I'm on the phone.
You'd be like, Mom,
Mom,
I'm on the fucking
phone.
Oh my God, so embarrassing. Mom, I'm talking to a boy on the phone.
She's 8 digits in.
Yeah, it's always, they do every digit because they don't.
Oh, yeah.
And then they wait for it to ring.
Well, my mom was always
like
calling long distance to her brothers and sisters. So it would be like, you know, all the digits. It would be like with the area code too.
Did you ever get in trouble for talking long distance and running up a bill?
No, did you?
Oh yeah, dude. One time I was
girl you met online?
No, a girl in my I was in like in fourth grade and I was just trying to or fifth grade and I went to school an hour away, so it was long distance. And I talked to her for like an hour and a half alone. Like, hey, hi Kimball. I love you. I think
wait,
we should
date.
Wait,
how old
were
you?
Fifth grade or sixth grade. And I was just like, I think we're great together. And then a week later, a $95 bill comes.
Oh,
those
shit.
Phone calls.
They're like, what the fuck? My dad was so pissed.
Did he know
it was
you?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Those
probably.
Phone calls were the most anxiety-inducing because you would call and you have to talk to the parents first.
Oh, yeah,
you
have to be
get
like...
to the kid. And
yeah.
Oh,
one
wow,
time
that's
I called,
right.
I called... this girl, and then I left a voicemail on the answering machine
mm-hmm.
for everyone to play. And I called, and I was nervous, and I got the names wrong. I said, hey, Dan, it's Sarah.
Oh.
And then I hung up, and then I called back
oh.
and did it right now.
Dan, how old were you? That's so
like
cute.
Did a Dan call back?
Yeah. Like, hey, Dan. And then I hung up, and I was like, you know what? I'll do it again.
Yeah.
And then maybe they'll only hear the right one and not hear.
Were you panicking, though?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
God.
Well, now you could erase your message if you leave a bad message. Back then, you couldn't. you're just done.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Still, I don't know how to erase it. Sometimes I'm just like,
then they just hear you hitting like, random buttons.
Yeah, then you just hit numbers that don't even make it happen. It was funny because I was going through my yearbook when I was home, like my senior yearbook with Andrew, and I put a bunch of the commentary about it on my Instagram story. And like he was reading it, and I was he was guessing who I had a crush on. The first guy he guesses is Paul Eberle, who was it was a senior picture, but Paul Eberle was the first boy that I was like, I like him and I want him. It was seventh grade, and I was just like, he's so hot. And I picked great. Yeah, like I had a great pick. I had two great picks in seventh grade. They turned out to be, you know, when you pick early and sometimes it's not.
Yeah, they end up getting addicted to cocaine too early.
Yeah. So I mentioned his name on there. And then if I mentioned another guys, a bunch of hot guys from my graduating class, and one of them DM'd me a couple hours later and was like, and asked for some clarification about which teacher I was talking about, because I said that one teacher used to look at this girl's ass. And so I gave him clarification, and he goes, and then I told him who the girl was, too, because I didn't say who it was in the picture, because I just wanted him to know. And he's a nice guy. I don't know this guy, but we, like, and I'm trying to find my phone. In high school, he was, like, popular. And but he wrote me anyway, and he goes, there's 12 guys from my graduating class on a mass text exchange, right? Like, a grouped chat right now talking about my Instagram story. And it feels so good.
That's nice.
Because I know they're all the popular boys, and it feels so good that you're all finally talking about me, and you're all probably listening to this too. Matt Fry, Adam Kreider, Mike Kreidel, Mike Kowiski, fucking Tyler Schoonover, Chris Klippel. I don't even know if they still hang out with you. Larry Stream. I don't think you're really friends with anyone anymore. Keep throwing the guys on. Dan McGraw. Did I say Dan McGraw again? No, it was so fun. That's all I've ever wanted was like the
all
high school
boys to
be talking
about
me. All
you had to do was, you know, sell out 2,000 seats, and finally you get a boy talking to you.
All I had to do was post a story, flip it through a yearbook with no makeup on.
Calling out one teacher.
Well, you got to make it about them. That's what you got to do.
Exactly.
You got to look at it like a high school football team and be like, whoa.
No, all these kids, I knew them as kids, but they were nice boys. I wanted to be friends with them because they were the funniest. Like, usually the popular kids are pretty funny, right? No?
They're the loudest.
Or jocks.
Yes.
But these weren't.
Yes.
Oh, they're the loudest.
They're
yeah.
the loudest, yes.
But they were, some of them were really super funny.
Yeah,
some are funny.
Yeah.
Yes. What else was I going to say?
We don't
want to
give
school?
Them funny. Like, even though I was a jock, but a lot of people don't want to give jocks funny too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you are fucking every girl. You can't also be witty.
One time, one of the popular boys, there was a woman. There was a woman that came to our school senior year to give like a presentation about like, just like believing in yourself or some bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
They were trying to waste their time because no one.
Presentation.
It was, this girl was like 23. She had no business doing this. Like, God only knows how she got booked.
Sure.
But, and my oh my God. So this presentation's going on in the Keating Center, and it's the whole class, and they are rowdy. Like, our class is just like, it's the end of the year, we have senioritis big time, we are over it, we're all done. Graduating or we're not, we already know by now. And this woman is like telling us about how she has two roommates and they're both got, and at one point someone was like asked a question like, who, your roommates are guys? And she's like, yeah, I live with two men. And one of the popular boys just yelled out, whore, like so loud. And like, just, and then it was
it
like
crushed.
It crushed, dude. Everyone, no one could believe that he yelled that. And we were like well lit. Like, I remember we weren't in the dark, so it was like very bold. No one gave a fuck anymore, and this kid certainly didn't. And and so then the principal, like our grade level principal, like stopped the presentation, and the girl like ran off the stage kind of like crying. And then it got fucking quiet as shit. We were all scared to death of Mr. Pittman. Like, not to death, but like we were just like, we were just scared. We were in trouble. We were scared of Dr. Holly. And I think he was like there. And Dr. Holly was the main principal, but like Mr. Pittman had to get up and like reprimand us. And we're all sitting there. And he walks on stage and he's like pacing back and forth and he's fuming mad because he's like, I asked Mrs. Price to go get me a dictionary because I want to read a word for you guys. I need a word for you guys. Have I told this to you?
No. It just reminded me of
Go on.
Oh, and so it's just like taking too long, but yeah. He finally gets the dictionary, and then it's taking him like too long to find the word.
Yes.
And he just goes, humiliated. The state of being in humiliation. Or no, wait. Fuck, I fucked it up. Oh, what is it? I used to do the story all the time. I haven't done it in so long. He looked up humiliating. Fuck. I need to text my friend so bad. I fucked it up. But whatever he said, humiliation, the state of being humiliated. It was something like that where he just repeated the thing.
The word, yeah.
And it was so awkward and so bad, and everyone laughed in his face, and then he lost control and had to release us.
An angry humiliation principal is the funniest. Can I
state of being humiliated. I can't believe I fucked that line up, but it was always bad.
That's preaching, like, believe in yourself, and she has six roommates.
Oh yeah. She was like hot and young. Like it was weird that she was there. Keep going. I'm getting my phone because I have to text my friend.
It's just when I was in middle school. Yeah. We had this thing. It was called TV Free Week, where they're like, don't watch TV for an entire week. And then they had a board. They had a class board. And you're like, you had to write on the entrance of the school what you did during the TV Free Week, you know?
Okay.
So I wasn't even paying attention. Whatever. They just wrote some stuff. And the principal's very angry. And he gathers all of us into an auditorium, emergency assembly. And he's like, I want you guys to hear for yourself what you wrote for parents and children to read for what you did during TV Free Week. Aww. I masturbated. I jerked off to porn. He like soberly, kids wrote like joke answers.
Yeah, and
he deadpanned them back to us.
Oh my God,
dude. Thinking
it would
make us feel bad. But it was like the best outcome we could have happened.
Oh, my God.
It was so funny.
So he had to read these as himself.
He read it, like, thinking that we'd be like, wow, we understand the error of our ways. But him, like, deadpanning, like, I jerked off to Asian pornography. Is so a guy in a suit, like, trying to make us feel bad. We're like 14, and he's just like, do you understand how serious this is? And we're like, this is like way better than TV. The funniest thing in the world.
Humiliating teachers is so.
I remember,
I humiliate so many
teachers.
But it would always make me feel so sad for them. Like,
for
I would just
teacher?
Be, yeah,
no,
I'd be
I
so
felt
embarrassed.
Like they were all assholes. A lot of
you didn't have a teacher touch, a single teacher touch you.
Yeah, I did.
Like,
I had a teacher drag me to principal.
No, I meant like touch you in your heart.
Oh,
like we had three different meanings of touch going on.
I meant like touch your soul and like see something in you.
I had a teacher see something in me. He did. Mr. Gordon, he like, because like I was good at math, but like I procrastinated, and he's like took me aside and like gave me that whole speech like,
that's
you
nice.
Are smart, like stop like playing dumb, you know?
Yeah.
It would end up just being a dog walker.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, he got ahead of it.
The best ones
how,
are the
what
ones,
grade was that?
Probably ninth grade. But I remember I did you ever like laugh in front of a teacher and you couldn't stop laughing and they wanted you to stop laughing?
Yes.
And the more they told you to stop?
No.
Yes.
Oh my God. There was this guy, Charlie Solano, who had imaginary friends named Weevils.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Inga. That was the leader of the Weevils. And he was just he first introduced me to talk soup. Like he was just like, he definitely was on the spectrum of something.
Yeah.
Like he was really out of it.
Yeah.
And he would always play with his pants, and we'd play Last Boy with him, where you go, Last Boy, and then you'd run around and everyone would have. Anyways.
Yeah.
He would make us laugh harder than anyone.
Wait, what's Last Boy?
Last Boy is like touch.
Oh. Okay.
Where you go, Last Boy. And
so you were touched.
Yeah. I think they made a movie about that called Tag or whatever.
So it's just tag?
Yeah, but you say Last Boy.
When you tag someone, you say Last Boy, and then they start chasing
then
you.
It. Then they got to chase someone and go, Last
That's
Boy.
That's tag.
Well, yeah.
But it's for boys.
Girls can't play Last Boy.
No, never.
All right.
So anyways,
that actually checks out. That actually makes sense.
This guy, Charlie Solano, was the fun. We would laugh so hard at him and with him. Like at points, it was just like
he was so ridiculous.
Sad.
What's he doing now?
He lives back in our hometown, and he just, I don't know, people see him running sometimes.
From
last
things?
Boy.
Last Boy. Yeah, he's playing Last Boy, and no one's around.
He truly is the Last Boy playing
Last
Boy.
Last Boy.
He might be playing with the Weevils. He had these friends. He would go up on the roof.
Wait, I don't understand. They were imaginary friends?
Yeah, named Weevils.
And you were friends with someone who had imaginary friends?
He was hilarious, dude. But he introduced me to Greg Kinnear.
How old?
And Tom.
Wait, he introduced you to Greg Kinnear?
Yeah, Talk Soup. That was the first time I ever saw Talk Soup.
Oh, I was like, what? I really thought he, like, his uncle was Greg Kinnear.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he showed you a TV show, but he might have been special?
Yeah.
Meets?
Yeah, he ended up having to leave the school because he couldn't.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. And so, and then, but I remember I would leave his house and he would stand on the roof of a two-story house. He was like 70 feet in the air and just going, Inga! Inga! And that was the leader of the Weevils. And it was just, I don't know, we like took an affection to him. He played football on our team and one time he ran it. This is the funniest thing that's ever happened to me, honestly. And it won't be as fun, but we were playing like the biggest rival football game of our life. You know, like before a sports game, everyone's serious.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Don't laugh. You can't laugh. No, this is dead serious. Yes. We're about to sing the Star Spangled Banner and we're going to kick some ass. And so we're running out there and there's a pipe sticking out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
Like, and Charlie hit this pipe so hard with his shin. Damn. And he flew like 30 feet. And everyone's like, but then all you hear is, owie, 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 ow, 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 ow. We're all crying, laughing, dude.
Oh, no.
I know, it was so fucked up. Long story short, Charlie would make us laugh harder than anyone on earth. And I remember Mr. Roy, it was like during like a lunch, and we started laughing during the announcements.
And you couldn't stop.
And he brings us back, he goes, stop laughing. And I go,
no.
And he goes, no, you will not be able to go to your game if you don't stop. And the more.
I know. It's and the it funniest was,
I've never had that.
Crying.
Dude, that's like Joker.
That. Huh? Yeah. No, it's like I guess it more, is.
But it's just, you know what it is? It's like any time. There's nothing funnier than like a place or person taking themselves seriously that you don't respect. And school is just filled with that. And so you just like, it's just so funny. How
I guess
little...
I just respected my teachers.
Yeah, I think that was a difference.
When did you laugh? Yeah. When did you laugh in front of your
teacher? There was a Spanish teacher. There was a substitute Spanish teacher in high school, and she was so funny and so unqualified. And every day, she was so ridiculous. She would like walk up, and she would just say things. She would just be like, there was this one girl, she like fell asleep during class, and she just like walks over and whispers in her ear, Alice in Wonderland. It was just like everything she said
she was a weirdo.
Was weird.
Yeah.
Yes. When she like left, so we would just go and like laugh at her every day.
Yeah.
And then this one kid in our class, Steven, she just hated him so much. And so we just watched Steven be an idiot and the two of them just argue every day.
Yeah.
It was just like 40 minutes of just like, you know, a back and forth. You just watch these two people who shouldn't have been where they were.
I
yell
used to
at each
spar
other.
With one of my teachers too, where it was like constantly.
And it
like
took the entire class. We did no work.
Yes.
And it was so funny.
Yeah, just it's watching. So fun.
And then when she left, the new teacher came back, and apparently that teacher, she the substitute, she stole like the computer and like all her books from her desk. She was there for like 3 months.
The substitute took all of her shit.
She just like cleared out the desk.
No respect.
And emptied it. Yeah, it was just, I remember going in every day and just excited for
that was
Spanish.
Like Senior Ahern. Because
it was just
oh my God.
You just laugh every day.
Yeah. I used
it was
to
the
dread
I laugh.
The class because I was so terrified. I don't think I've ever been as terrified of as a woman as I am of Madame Hood. She was
Madame?
Madame Hood.
Why Madame?
French.
Her name? Oh, Madame.
Madame Hood.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
But we called her Madame Hood because weren't good at French. And she made me feel dumber than anyone has ever made me feel in my life.
Yeah.
Just confused and annoyed by all of us all the time. Constantly lived in fear of her. It was like, it was going to her class felt like she felt like. She was the meanest person ever, and I really would love to, like, I actually would not love to see her again, like, and ask her about herself, but, like, what was going, then she was pregnant, and one day, that same guy who yelled whore, he came back around, this is literally another story about him, he was in my French class, and so one day she was pulling down the projector to do, like, the, what are those things called that they don't even use anymore, the projectors where you, like, write on the
projector. I mean, people know. Yeah,
but like, remember
but with
those
the glass,
pens
there was
with the
glass
like,
on it, and you could write on it.
I always wanted to write, and some teachers wrote really cool stuff. Like it was so cool. Anyway, she's pulling the screen down, and gave it a big tug, and the whole fucking thing fell off and slammed into her pregnant stomach. Her 8 months pregnant stomach is hit by this thing.
Damn.
And I remember Ryan Blaner, like, and it was scary. And she was like, she just ran out of the classroom, like, scared. And Ryan Blaner was just said some stuff after that that made us all feel terrible. But, like, I shouldn't have said his name. I'll take his name out later.
Senora Hearn was a Spanish teacher.
But we thought mean. We were fucking mean.
Yeah, we were. High school kids are the meanest, dude. That's why, like.
I would never have said that shit, but, like, we were all glad when some crazy one did. Like the craziest student would scream it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Charlie, actually, the Weevil guy was unbelievable at impressions.
Oh, yeah?
Like, incredible. Like, spot on at impressions.
Yeah.
We had this teacher, Miss McElhaney.
This guy's amazing. He does impressions. He sees imaginary people.
Talks
up.
He gets on the roof.
I'm telling you,
he, like, hits his leg and just goes, owie. Yeah. I mean, he's a full of laughs.
We loved him. We really did love him. We laughed at him a lot, but we loved him.
Yeah, and you've seen him running.
And he would do Miss Mac. Miss Mac was like this 100-year-old marine biology teacher, and she was literally 100, and she smoked cigarettes, like, unfiltered.
You had marine biology
in Florida, I guess. We would learn about marine biology.
They're like, let's get these kids ready to work at SeaWorld this summer.
And she would always go.
Charlie would take marine biology. I was obsessed.
She would teach like this. She'd open the book, and she'd put her hand on her head and go, turn to page 98. Today we're learning about coral. And she can't breathe because she smokes.
Oh, shit.
And she would go. She would literally. We'd start reading. She'd leave. Two pumps, and she'd finish a cigarette in two puffs, and then come back in and go, turn to page 114.
Jesus Christ!
She was unbelievable. She was unbelievable.
You would go an hour to the school. Because this is such a good school.
Yeah, Senora Hearn one time, the Spanish teacher, same kind of thing. We'd all laugh at him.
Yeah.
And one time a rat jumped out of a sombrero, like, randomly. And he goes, coño, it's a mongat, coño. Which is like.
A rat jumped out of a sombrero? What are you talking about?
I swear to God, there was this rat in a sombrero. And he went to grab the sombrero off the wall. It was a rat or a mouse.
You've got a mouse playing a guitar, a rat wearing a sombrero. Yeah. It's like they're all in a fucking
You should see the gerbil playing
restaurant.
The drums. Yeah.
Gerbil on drums.
So there was a sombrero, like, on the wall. It might have been a mouse.
Yeah.
But so when he went to get the sombrero off the wall,
like a mouse flew out.
And he goes, oh, coño, which is like like fuck in Spanish or something.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was like, he's like, chingate, coño. And we're all like, you cursed. He's like, you fucking kids. And like had a like a meltdown, dude. These teachers, they can't handle it.
Mrs. Campbell in art class threw a chair once in fifth grade. This bitch threw a chair in fifth grade. Just at the ground.
Oh, my God.
It was scary.
I would too.
Yeah,
we had an
Mr. O.
Teacher,
he grabbed
out.
My neck. He dragged me literally 300 feet.
Wow.
To the principal's office. I called another teacher a skunk because he had white hair like down the middle.
Yeah.
And he threw me against a wall by my throat.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, he like grabbed me.
That.
Yeah, a skunk. Yeah.
God, I was terrified.
I was like, just spray me, dude.
Madam Hood. Mrs. Larson was fucking scared. I was always scared of.
Did you have creepy teachers?
Female teachers. No, I never felt creeped out by a teacher. Yeah. I was not like the type that would like have.
Were you loud in class?
There were so many at my school.
What, creepy teachers?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't notice them. I'm sure there were those.
We noticed.
But
three people married the teachers in Ari's school.
What?
Like, they went on to get married.
How many?
Really?
Three.
What?
We'll ask Ari about another time. But yeah. What happened? Did anything happen at your school?
No, but there was some that there's like one that I've talked to girls since then where they're just like we had a feeling then. And then other girls were like, yeah, I don't know why he still works there. Like, he still works there.
What, really?
Yeah, there's just like a lot, just a lot of comments.
Tenure is fucking powerful.
There's just so many like comments even back then. I remember this girl, she like bent over and she was like wearing a thong. And he was like, hey, look, it's a show for all of us. He's saying that like a 14-year-old. Yes.
No.
Like in class.
God.
It's so crazy.
Yeah,
we had
I mean,
a teacher put kids like in the front row because they had short skirts, and he would have the girls be in the front row.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet that's happening everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's like, I mean, one time we found like condoms in the back of one of their cars because he was like driving us to this like this we volunteered one day, and he like was driving a bunch of students in his car, and then in the back seat, someone was like, "There's condoms back here, Mr. Tucker."
Mr. Tucker.
Mr. Tucker
is trying to have safe sex.
Mr. Tucker was.
He's like fucking hookers back there in the back of his car. Maybe
that's
such a funny. Like,
I remember that day. It was the day of Columbine too. It was the same day Columbine happened. We were volunteering down in the city of St. Louis, and it was popping off that day, and then we that's when it started off.
That's how they broke the news. They
said it's popping off in Littleton, Colorado.
It's getting hot.
I just
remember
that day. But then that's the day we found the condoms, and then we were like, oh, okay, everything's fine, and there's something to laugh about again. But yeah, Mr. Tucker was like, he was the teacher I used to like go back and forth with, and kind of like, I guess kind of flirty, in terms of like, I could have been like, oh, maybe he was like, but he was just I think he just noticed I was funny. And so he would always be like teasing me, and I'd be like, Mr. Tucker, you're annoying. And he was obese too. He was an obese man. He was just ridiculous. And we had a student teacher one day.
I bet you guys
have
very different reads on how that was.
What do you mean?
For you, it was probably like, oh, I'm like sparring with him. I'm making fun of him. And he's just kind of this fat teacher who's just like, wow, I'm really vibing with. We have like a fun back and forth kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, boy. No, he used to get like intensely mad at me, I think, like, and just frustrated. And
you
I don't know
do
why I was
ones
bold
love,
enough in
know?
That class. I was never like that. But in that class, I just one day it was the first time I ever like, and I've told this story before, but I just like summoned the courage to do it. But we had a student teacher who was always just flustered and like trying to control me and Mr. Tucker screaming at each other. And he was just trying to teach his lesson so he could get like his points for the day and earn his badge so he could become a real teacher someday. And Mr. Tucker didn't respect him at all. So Mr. Pfeiffer's in the front of the class, like struggling to get through a lesson. And me and Mr. Tucker are just like yelling at each other. Mr. Tucker's at his desk, and I just remember being like, and Mr. Pfeiffer goes, Nikki, please. And he had like kind of like buck teeth. And he was like, Nikki, please just stop answering him. And I was like, but he's doing it, Mr. Pfeiffer. He's the one starting this. And he goes, well, just be the bigger person then. And I go, hold on. Mr. Tucker will always be the bigger person no matter what I do right now. And I remember Greg O'Hagan in front of me just turning around being like, holy shit, dude. Yeah. Like giving me a damn. And I was like, I'm cool. Like, I felt so cool in that moment. Like, I just said something that like most people wouldn't say.
That's fun.
But that was funny enough to
fun to remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. To just remember a time where you're like, I shouldn't say this because that's what comedy is. Like, I'm constantly being like, is this funnier than it is offensive or weird? Because what if this? If I say this, and then even in conversation with comics, you say something and you're like, okay, well, that didn't resonate with anyone.
Man, I really am rolling the dice here with this person I don't know that well.
Yeah, but it could be so funny, but you also
don't
know.
And honestly, it's more funny in those situations because it's just so forbidden.
Yeah, the stakes are so high.
So high.
Yes.
So
you
much
lose
higher,
everything.
And you feel very rewarded.
Oh, I
socially.
Took a huge risk this weekend in terms of comedy on stage because I came up with the idea right before I went on. Yeah. So when I was in Minneapolis this weekend, two shows on Friday night, and then we flew to St. Louis and did two shows at the Pageant on Saturday night. St. Louis is my home club or my hometown, and it was amazing because I sold out two shows at the Pageant, which is a venue I've seen so many artists at over the years. And to perform there and sell it out was like a dream come true. And I like get emotional even thinking about it. I feel like I just keep convincing myself it was like a charity night or something. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't take it as
like
a real
show after ours that we just opened up for.
Like, I saw, I don't know what, I just feel like it was like some special event that people got discount seats. I don't know. I'm just convincing myself, but it's not. It was amazing. And it was like the best shows of my life. But it was weird because my parents were at the first show, and I have just recently become aware of their like needs and the fact that they might be embarrassed by things I say or might be hurt by things I say. And so it gets in my head and it changes my act because I do a lot of jokes about them in my act or referencing them. Yeah, refereeing them.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing at their house this weekend, I'll tell you that.
I always
come in fucking referee. I know you were kind of filling in. Thanks for that.
No, we'll I get slept to that, but the whole time.
Yeah, you slept through it all. The ref's sleeping. What are you fucking... Is that something you yell at a ref? Yeah. What, are you sleeping?
Yeah, you got it.
Is that a sport thing?
It's a sport thing. Go to my bed and sleep on the other side.
There's a lot of napping.
There's like there's sleep certain on the side sports near the door. Things that I learned, like eating the clock is a sports thing, but it's like a fun thing that you can incorporate into other things, or an audible, also a sports thing that I like to incorporate in my own life, even though I truly don't understand what it means.
Yeah, you call an audible.
An audible, you like you adjust last minute.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a sports thing that like people say outside of it and go, yeah, we're going to call an audible on this one.
You know a Hail Mary pass?
I thought it was calling a podcast network.
You know, do you know a Hail Mary?
Hail Mary?
Yeah.
When you throw, but
yeah, where you're just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah. So that it's actually, I didn't know this. I just was watching the sports thing. The guy threw one, the first ever Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And he goes, I just threw it and said a Hail Mary. And then it became, so there was an actual first Hail Mary. And then everything after that.
Interesting.
Anyways, yeah.
No, that's, I like the origin of things.
I like teaching stuff.
Wow, yeah.
Man.
Great teacher.
He's a cool teacher.
But the,
that's
but
the first teacher that's touched me.
I keep a pencil behind my ear. Like, yeah. Hey, cool kids.
Yeah, the hot girls are in the front row.
Yeah.
There's one. You can't see this, but there are girls with skirts in front of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew put in
between.
We
had a coach bang the girl after, like, at a party, like after high school.
Ugh.
So, but you only know him as like Mr. I don't want to say.
Just because it's after 3:30 doesn't mean it's after high school.
Yeah,
just
no,
the end of one day.
They were like in their whatever. But it's just funny because like no matter how
the
old I get, if
planted.
I see that coach, it's like, hey, it's Coach Steve.
Yeah,
you know, coach.
Is it inappropriate to know someone when they're underage and then date them when they're overage?
How old are you when they
All right, let's go as young as like, and it could be a different part. Like maybe someone knew them when it's an older guy who like knew them as a child.
Well, I told you that story.
And then years later, they're like,
that's what happened. The orgy I was in, I knew these girls when they were 10 and I was like 14.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was 24 and they
I
were
think
20.
That's fine.
Right.
That's 4 years.
But in my mind, it was hard because I couldn't separate
hard.
It.
You were really hard
I was
because
hard,
you had known them earlier.
I couldn't think because all my blood was in my dick.
Right. No.
Yeah.
It's not wrong because it's just not if it's legal, but it is weird. It adds a dimension to it that's kind of like.
I also think it's maybe more okay. I mean, it's definitely weird, but it's maybe more okay if you didn't grow up with the person. If you just kind of knew them.
Yeah.
When they're a few years younger, and then like many years later, now you're both fully adults. But it is weird to watch someone like if you've known them at every stage.
My dad
that feels
is
weird,
like because you're eating the clock,
right?
Yeah, that's so funny.
You have a countdown in your head instead of living your own life, and then you happen to overlap or some shit.
Yeah, my dad's 5 years older than my mom, and
they knew each other young.
Yeah, 5.5 years older than my mom. And my dad grew up knowing my mom as like a child. But, you know, 5 years.
5 years
isn't that,
is not. Yeah. That's not.
But then
someone
she
who's
blossomed.
Yeah.
Oh, did
and
she?
And then
did
was
Julie
he angry?
Julie Bird blossomed.
That's not. There was a Tiger Woods. One of Tiger Woods' ones was like that. The neighbor's daughter.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There was the little girl.
Oh, I didn't
in
know that.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the girls was. I love the Tiger Woods story because one detail that I just found fascinating was that he never spent a cent on any of these women. Not one cent, except all they could trace to him spending on one of the girls was half a foot long sub from Subway because he ate the other half. That's all he bought for her.
Well, how do you know he ate the other half?
Because it was like researched and like, I just remember that detail.
No, he probably just bought a 6-inch sub.
Yeah. And then
that wouldn't show up, though, if
then,
he bought a full...
But the girl said, did he ever buy anything from you? She was interviewed, and she's like, well, I ate half his sub one time.
Okay.
So he like, bought it for himself.
But technically, yeah.
He bought it for himself, and then he's like, I'm not going
to
finish this.
Yeah, but
this.
He never once... You can't trace a cent back to these women.
That's
isn't that interesting?
So
they had to, like, get
wild.
Themselves everywhere.
He might have gave him cash.
Wild.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But anyway, so my parents were at the first show, and I was kind of, like, tiptoeing around certain jokes. But, like... making it work, and I acknowledged it at one point. I was like, my parents are here, but I'm not going to hold back because you guys paid good money and I shouldn't be affected. So I really didn't. I was like, I was talking about sucking dick and stuff that I didn't want to necessarily do in front of my parents, but I was like, you know what? I can't edit myself for 1,000 people because two people are going to be awkward. And the same thing happened. My ex-boyfriend came to the second show with his dad and his brother and his best friends and just like, and his brother's new girlfriend. Like, there was a lot of people there, and I have a lot of jokes about him, a lot that I was like, almost stepping, trying to avoid, just because I was like, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then, but then I was on the side of the stage and I was like kind of freaking out, like, because I was just wondering, like, what if I get into a bit and I don't realize that it takes me to a place where I make an ex-boyfriend joke? Because I have a lot of those bits where it like leads to it.
Yeah.
And it, and then I won't have an out for that joke.
Right. You
know,
I'll
be like, oh,
pivot around it. Yeah,
so
at
one point during my set, that happened. So I start going to this territory where, what was the joke?
Did you warn him some stuff?
I didn't. Like, I just was like, I'm excited for you to see the new stuff. But he's never had a problem with it. And like, but this time there was some. So anyway, I start, and then I just get distracted. I go, I got to be honest with you guys. My ex-boyfriend's here tonight, and I am too aware of it. His dad is with him. I mean, this is very weird for me. And I go, can I really tell you what my true dream is tonight? Is at one point during the show, like, I like look so hot that like his dad like nudges him and is like, you fucked up, son. You really fucked up.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? I wouldn't mind a brother chiming in too, Tim. I wouldn't mind if you just gave him a little elbow. Just, hey, man, she looks fucking great tonight, dude. She like, you could have had that. And then I think I said, and you still can tonight. Like, I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that was like a moment, because I was like, what do I want out of this? Like, what's the realest thing right now if I were to like call out something without hurting his feelings or anything? And it was like, and I had said it before, I was like, I'm excited his dad's coming because I want his dad to see how fantastic I am and to give him shit about it the rest of his life that he didn't try to win me over. So then it all just came out organically. But if that joke didn't work, it would have been sacrificing that, like, because I had to see them all after the show I'd said that, and that was like, that was awkward, but it was funnier than it was awkward.
Totally worth it. Yeah.
And it ended up being worth it. But it, I had no idea. I hadn't told anyone the joke. I didn't run the premise by anyone.
Right.
So I was like truly on the side of the stage being like, I'm going to do it if it comes up. And then it came up and I did it. I was excited that it landed. But yeah, you take chance. Like on stage, you do that shit all the time.
But I feel
like
a lot of your jokes, they come back to you. It's more like self-deprecating. Like in that instance, you're being vulnerable about being like, I hope he finds me attractive.
So
it's not like, hey, I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You couldn't get this. So like, that's how most of your jokes are. It's more like, so it's not like,
so everyone's,
you know what I mean?
Inherently on your side.
Oh, what did you get? Humiliated?
No. Okay. So the story that I told before, the reason I tripped it out was because it was the wrong word. He goes, embarrassment. He looks up in the dictionary. Embarrassment.
Oh, God.
And then he like stares at us all and like looks us over, and then he looks back down with his finger and reads, the state of being embarrassed. I told you it was funny. I'm so sorry that I fucked it up. Yeah. But it was so funny. So St. Louis was, that my friend who just wrote me was in St. Louis. My two best friends from high school, Laura Holly and Kirsten Florman, who I went to Cabo with and reconnected with this past December. We were three best friends with another girl who voted for Trump, so I don't really know her anymore. And we were four best friends, and Laura and Kirsten became not best friends in college because, so long story short, I didn't go to school. Laura and Kirsten went to school together at KU. I went to Colorado. I was at Colorado for 1 year, and then I went to visit KU for my spring break at Colorado my freshman year, and it was the year that they like were in the fucking Final Four. KU made it in the Final Four, so the town was lit up. It was the best weekend to visit ever, and I was like, I'm transferring here. This is the best school ever.
It never was
that fun again, and I went there three more years. But I moved there, and I'm like, my two best friends from high school are already here. This is going to be the best time. We're going to get a place together.
Right.
Everything's going to be great. I moved there, and over the summer, everything goes to shit. Laura Holly, it goes by Holla. Holla and Kirsten had a big, big falling out, and I had to pick a side and like become friends with one of them. So I picked Kirsten because she was kind of in the right in this one, I guess. And I wanted to, it was all about pot, and I wanted to smoke pot.
And you look more like her.
I look more like Kirsten.
Did they live together?
They were going to live together, but the first year, no, they were in separate dorms, but they hung out the whole time. I had all the same friends.
Yeah.
And so I moved there, and I had to choose a friend, but those two didn't talk since our sophomore year, and we were best friends forever until Cabo.
Wow.
Until this past December.
Whoa.
And I flew them both out there, and it had been long enough that they were just like, yeah, we're just going to go on this fucking free trip and we'll all connect, and they're over it. But they like really they were like sitting on each other's lap the other night at my show because they both flew in. And I was like, oh my god, they used to fucking hate each other. It was so great. It was like so great. So they were there, my sister was there, so this was a very cute moment backstage. So we were practicing the dance before, and because my friends actually know the dance, because in Cabo the dance that we do on stage at the end of my shows for this tour with me, Andrew, and Anya was originated in Cabo by me and my friends like learned the dance. Sarah Lena, our friend, taught it to us. Then we completed it and had the whole thing choreographed. But my two friends, Laura and Holla and Kirsten, knew the dance. And my sister at one point was like, we were all like hanging backstage at the show in between the two shows. And my friend was like, and my sister goes, Nikki, like Kirsten and Holla know the dance. Like maybe they should go out with you on stage. And I was like, it just was like, oh, that's going to be a lot of setup. It's going to be weird, like, to them just run out. No one's going to, I'll have to set up who they are. It'll be kind of confusing. And I was like, and they have to learn it. Like, it's not, they don't know the whole thing. And she was like, oh, okay. And they were all like, and I was like sensing that they really wanted to dance. And I was like, well, if you guys learn the dance, I think you can learn it. Let's do it. I think that could be awesome. So they start learning the dance. Then my sister's kind of just like sitting there and she's just kind of like, bopping along and kind of like supporting us. And I was like, hey, Lauren, do you think you could learn this? Do you want to learn the dance? Like, I would love for, and she was like, I can't. And I was like, Lauren, learn, you can learn the dance. She was like, okay. And she like stands up and she starts doing the dance. So my sister, me, and my two best friends from high school and my two best friends from now, Andrew and Anya, all danced at the end of the second show.
That's great.
And it was so fun.
And when they were like learning the dance, they like, they're like anxiety. They were all like,
of course.
I'm gonna fuck up. I'm just gonna finish something. And then like any like anxiety I had was gone.
It's
like you remember that bit about like you feel crazy by the subway and then
So the guy's being crazier
out
and
crazies
you out.
And then you go, no, go back to normal.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's how I felt like, with them backstage, and they were like, fuck, I don't know what that. And I was like, no, keep going, like, because this is calming me down somehow.
Yeah, yes. Whenever you get like that, when you get nervous and like start pacing around, like I want to do the opposite.
Yeah.
I want to prove to you how much I don't care. So I get so fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And that's why I used to work with a guy on a show who was, his energy was so, he cared so much.
Yeah.
And he was my showrunner for Not Safe. And he was really great. Like a really great guy. Funny as hell. But he cared so much and would get so nervous about stuff because he cared.
Right.
And like, and it would propel him to work, but it made me so wanting to combat it with like this just negative, like, I don't even care. It doesn't matter.
You have to, because
when people care,
offset. Yes.
Yeah, I just want to go, I don't care.
Right.
And I had to let him go. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. But I was like, it's not your fault, dude. It's the way I react to people who are like this. Like, you remind me of my mom before a party. And I go, why'd you throw the party if you're going to act like this? Your energy is, but it's all because of what I bring to it. But that's how he gets his work done.
Yeah.
And I would gladly work with him again. I was going through a lot at that time in my life, and we both really come a long way. Talk about, have you ever had to like fire someone? Either of you?
No, I've only been fired. I've been fired a few times. I got fired one time because I got hired by the improv to do call center, to be a manager at a call center, because they thought like I would be a good manager.
Because comedy?
Yeah, because I like was the only one that had a real job before starting stand-up. Yeah, this was down in Palm Beach, and I remember after 2 weeks, she's like, yeah, this isn't going to work. Also, we noticed in your cubicle, you never took down Dave's family photos, and Dave was the guy before. Like,
You just didn't care.
I liked his family. I mean, it was a nice family.
So funny. That's so weird, Andrew. You left up the person before you. That's a hilarious thing.
That just shows how like ADD, laziness.
Yeah,
it's a special laziness.
That is out of control.
You're like,
that is nuts,
that'll
Andrew.
Just be my family.
She's like, you put up more photos of Dave somehow. Yeah.
Where did you find that one?
MySpace.
You had to go deep.
Yeah.
You had to go three.
Those are like old photos of Dave.
Social media.
That's so funny.
Zanga.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, it was so absurd. I remember getting fired from like a job and like a lot of people get angry when they go, we don't know how they're going to react. But I'm always like, makes sense.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah. Like, that's more than fair. Totally reasonable. We found out. I agree. You know what? You made the right call.
What took you so long, you fucking idiot?
Have you been fired, Dan?
I'm trying to think. No. I've definitely been not liked at jobs.
Yeah.
But I've only worked places a really short amount of time. I guess, when I tutored kids, there was one kid who I really didn't like and was not... I would just show that, you know, because he was just annoying or whatever. And then eventually I think he complained and then
I babysat times
like
and wasn't asked back, but it wasn't an official sit down and like you're let go.
Like, you got fired from like California Pizza Kitchen or nothing?
No
one's ever looked at me and been like, you have to go.
I
got let go from I got let go from a temp job once.
Oh, yes.
They were like, this isn't temporary enough. I literally just
wait,
had to
finish
the week.
Wait, what isn't temporary enough?
Like, they were like, this temp job is temporary already, but it's not temporary enough. We have to fire you. Don't come back and finish a temp job.
Yes, I had one. It was 2 days, and they told me not to come back after the first day.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting at a front desk.
That's
and
pretty
nobody
insulting.
Nobody can come in. Nobody could come into the entrance.
So what did you do wrong?
Well,
phones.
Your face?
No.
Phones are so confusing.
It wasn't the phones. I was like slouching at this thing that, again, nobody could come in. And this woman was looking at me on the monitor. It was this healthcare company. I would say the name of it if I remembered it. And so this woman comes by. She sees it on the monitor and comes out. And she's like, you can't slouch like that. I was like, okay. I already didn't like the way I was talked to.
Oh, my God.
And then she leaves and comes back. And then a few minutes later, I think I had my feet up on the desk. But again, nobody can enter.
Yeah.
Nobody enters through there. They're not guests coming in.
Ugh.
So I'm just sitting there. The phones are ringing. I'm answering it, whatever. And she comes back out and sees my feet up.
Being fired for the way you look has got to be not feel good.
I mean, it wasn't because I was like too ugly. It was just because it was your body. It was my body. Yes.
The way your body was
great. That's so.
It was my feet.
Remember that?
I like putting my feet up. It's comfortable.
I was the waiter for like. No. I bought the bow tie and the khaki pants to be that waiter at that fancy restaurant.
Oh yeah, you
and
were
like,
fired.
Yeah, there's not a spot for you. I just lost $80 on buying the bow tie.
And then you dressing up for things. I mean, the story of you on that fucking set is one of the funniest things.
As a PA when I wore a suit.
Yeah, I'll never forget that.
You wore a suit to be a PA?
Yeah, I didn't know what a PA was.
Becoming
a big time
production. Did you know what its PA stood for?
No, I thought a PA was like you stood by the producer and you made big decisions.
Yeah, like you assisted the producer with his decisions.
Sure.
No, I just had to move a lot of things.
And he was in a suit stocking sodas.
Yeah. Pretty much.
In a suit. Like, God, people who PA have to show up in, like, Lululemon.
Do so much, like, grunt work. It's so much, like, running around. You're just,
you don't
like,
even
a runner.
Wearing jeans is overdressed.
Yeah, totally.
And then I wore a suit. I was a filer, too. I wore a suit then, too. And they're like, what is... Like, you're just sitting in the back. Yeah.
You really were...
I already feel so bad for, like, PAs because they have to work so hard for nothing.
Dude.
It's the most thankless shit
really
that they
is.
Have to do. And to be in, like, you know, I'm sure it was, like,
well,
a
I took
nice...
the coat off, yeah. But yeah. And I didn't wear the tie,
like,
but
oh,
yeah.
God.
I would have made up, but I was like, oh, I was at a funeral this
and
morning.
And it was on the set of a Joel McHale commercial.
And I remember standing there and looking at the actors and be like, maybe they'll see something in me. You know, like, I always feel that
why
way.
Is he in a suit?
That's what everyone says.
I know.
That's what everyone thinks extras are thinking about themselves. But you really were as a PA thinking like you would just get discovered for your like.
It was
look.
A nice suit.
Wait
man.
A second. You want to get in here?
How old were you?
You want to say my words?
In 21, 22, probably 22.
Oh,
I was
funny,
so out
man.
Of my mind.
That's so funny.
I drove cross country, one job. one weekend. That really didn't work out. That really did not work out,
oh,
boy.
Oh, my God. Andrew got laid in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I don't know. I'm starting to think, like, if I keep telling people, they're going to start, like, tallying the number.
I can.
That listen to our
do
podcast.
Do you just not want to know the number?
No, no. I don't care. I'm just saying. I just don't want
to. You could add up the
you
numbers.
You don't want to.
Come
no,
off like
can.
A man whore. But.
You will. The number will get insane. The number since I've known you, you've at least had sex with 30 women since I've known
no.
you. No. 100% you have, Andrew. Yes, you have.
No,
oh,
I have not.
Andrew.
Since I've known okay. you?
Yes,
no
Andrew.
Way.
Yes. Yes.
How many?
No.
How many
honestly,
do you
probably 16, 15.
All maybe. Right.
No, not even.
I bet if we went through.
Since my breakup, I've had 5.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, it seems like a lot more.
Maybe more.
I
no.
think it's been more.
Uh-uh.
I would put, maybe it's below 30, but it's above 15.
No, I don't think so, dude, because I only had sex with three or four before.
Right.
So I'm probably around like 10.
Oh, wow. God, it seems like so much more.
Yeah.
I guess because you can't double up on the week. You could do more. I mean,
maybe.
You're too tired on night two from
that's
all the travel.
Thing.
To
yeah.
Night
yeah,
one.
It's too tired.
Night two is
girls,
exhausting.
Don't ever feel rejected by Andrew Collin. He
honestly
just might be too tired.
On a Saturday.
On a, Saturday
no.
on a Friday, something's up.
Friday
you're
the
not,
chance.
You're not cute enough. Saturday, he's just a little worn out.
You just got to make it so easy for me.
Okay, let's tell him, Andrew. Tell him what you need.
What I need is a text. Or a DM, you got to take your shit off private so I could see your pictures.
Pictures.
I followed so many girls this weekend just to see what the fuck they look like. And now I have like 30 new people I follow.
Just unfollow them now.
I know, but then I don't want to be mean. But and then
so what? What are they going to blog about? He followed me and unfollowed me and clearly I'm not attractive. Like, what is the harm in that? Girls, if a guy follows you and unfollows you, he's not into you. Don't hurt yourself over it. He
yeah.
just doesn't want to have sex with you because of your looks.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And I also
or the way you act or the way you make your captions or like
yes,
it's
all
it's
it
all
is,
right.
It's just
but
something
that's not
about
a bad
you.
Thing.
And
you,
I want to keep
okay.
my
we all know what you're doing.
Follow to follower ratio.
The ratio.
Good.
It's
yeah,
just
the ratio.
Ratio. It's nothing
oh
personal.
My God.
It's not hate.
That
it's just the ratio.
Your ratio. No one cares about that ratio.
So
I bet you do, honestly.
Look, there's some people that follow zero people. Okay.
I know Taylor Swift. It's the
yeah.
coolest thing ever.
Okay. It's not no, you just went against
cool.
everything you just fucking said.
That's not cool.
You said no one notices, and it's the coolest thing ever. Taylor Swift doesn't follow
no,
anyone.
Well,
that's
mean,
a maniac.
That's not no yes. noticing is no not following it. She just doesn't want to be on it. She has a definitely has a secret
she's
account.
On it. She only wants to be on
she
it when she's
wanna,
seeing a picture of herself.
I guarantee you, she has a private account. There's no way she doesn't have a private account.
Yeah.
So she's look. She is following people. She's has her friends. I know she does.
Oh.
I know another celebrity. I know a couple celebrities
oh.
have private ones.
Yes. Well, there
but
are
that's
other
just
celebrities
her brand
that
one, dude.
A lot of, but there are.
I know, but you're. I'm saying if you know the ratio, you're like it's kind of a loser move, like to pay attention to those numbers. I just think it's kind of lame.
Okay, so then what if I follow zero people?
Then I think it's like I just that I'm using this for one thing. I'm making it very clear that I'm not here to make friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways,
it's kinda, yeah. It's kind of like a
short.
Statement though of like nobody is worthy of me.
It's a statement,
me.
Dude.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. would do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the same brain.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a bad person because she did it. I don't think that makes her.
I don't think she's a Louis C.K.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying.
Are you saying Louis C.K. is a bad person, Andrew Collin?
Yes.
Oh, he just listened to Pete Davidson's interview on Charlemagne.
So one other person, like really big, that could help me said yeah. it. So now I feel like I could say it.
Yeah, Pete Davidson just talked shit about Louis. So now Andrew's totally on board. He's on. He's for Bernie
yeah,
and
fuck Louis
anti-Louis.
CK. Fucking can't help me at
that's
all.
Good.
I
would, wouldn't help
that
you.
Was a very public endorsement you gave for Bernie.
I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to come out and say it. I'm for Bernie as long as my cousin can get me tickets to it.
To see him, yeah,
to impress
show.
A girl.
Okay, yeah. So I know that came from a real place. That Instagram story that you posted, probably.
Yeah,
or that post.
No, I do
yeah.
like Bernie.
No, but like helping you with women.
No.
Okay,
it came from a
well,
real.
Let's talk about Friday night.
It was
how
more
was
of
it?
A joke based off of people that like get tickets
that,
to impress people.
Oh, right.
It's not like I never do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyways, although I did ask for tickets for my sister-in-law, but for those other shows. So the girl
I don't
over.
Think you're trying to fuck your sister-in-law.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Jesus. Sorry, Sam. It's going to happen eventually. I love you,
though. Tickets to watch what happens live. Are you kidding me? That's the way to a woman's pussy.
Look, she's staying at my place. She doesn't want
to. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
as long as it's a Friday.
So anyways, long story short, this girl wrote me. She wrote me like a month before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sent me a beautiful photo.
Oh, yeah. Wow. She laid the groundwork.
She laid the groundwork.
A month before.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I came back home. And then I was tired. I wasn't going to do it. And then I wrote her, and she's like, I get there in 45 minutes. And I was like, 45 fucking
minutes?
If she
was planning a month out, why is she taking 45 minutes?
Because she had to go take someone home.
She went to the show with someone?
Yeah, she was a designated driver.
Oh, that's nice of her.
It was really nice of her. And then I was like, 45 minutes. And then I was like,
because we were right next to the venue.
I know. And I was like, all right, 45 minutes. Fuck it. And then so I showered. I watched Narcos.
Yeah.
And she came over, and literally we were hooking up within 10 seconds.
Right.
We had sex for maybe 20 minutes. She went and peed, put her clothes back on, and goes, all right, I got stuff to do in the morning, and just left. It was all like, I felt like it was a transact, like I was being used.
Right.
How did that feel?
At first I was like, this kind of, are you just fucking me? Because like, I'm a whatever kind of celebrity I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to like add it. And then I was like, kind of cool. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, what was it about? Do you think she just wanted to fuck? Or was it you? Or, like, did you feel it? Because I think when it's that fast, you're like, could that have been anyone?
It could have been anyone that was somewhat decently, like, famous. Yeah. Or, like, she might really like you, and fucking me gets closer to you. I think.
But wouldn't she want to hang out with you afterwards then a little bit or something? But, like.
You would think, but it was already very late. And I think she kind of was considerate to me.
Oh.
She was like, yeah, he probably is
so
tired.
So it sounded like she just wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she was great. It was great.
And you didn't mind that?
It didn't seem
not
like.
At all.
To
no.
me,
you're
I think
positive.
It sounds like a girl.
Fun.
Yeah.
She was fun in the sack.
That's great.
We did all the moves. And yeah, wore condom. And just wanted to let that be known. I did wear a condom.
Oh, my God.
But I came.
Like, why do we need to know? I would assume you do.
Yeah.
You should, always. The fact that you have to say he wore a condom.
He was just a thing that he always does. That's why he said it. He's just saying a thing that he does 100% of the time.
And that is why I'm for Bernie. Bernie Sanders. Saunders. Is it Saunders or Sanders?
It's Saunders, yeah. It's Bernie Saunders.
Yeah, you might want to find out which one.
I'm delirious right now. I'm endorsing you, Bernie. And Louis C.K.'s a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck Louis.
That's the ticket.
Fucking loser. Fuck Louis unless he comes back strong.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Unless you need him at some point.
Well, you know what's going to happen? He's going to put out a special on his own. He's going to go on Rogan, and he's going to make
$10
million.
It's all going to be okay.
It's all going to be fine.
Everything. I think everyone's going to be all right.
Everyone.
Everyone. What do you have to say about Louis? Is he a piece of shit, Nikki?
Everyone's going
to
win.
I don't. I'll say it right now. How I feel about it.
Yelling
yes,
over
I will.
She
I don't
said
like.
It.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I'm not really interested in seeing his comedy because I feel like he lied to us, and I trusted him, and that's why I liked him so much. Was because I just felt like he was brutally honest, and now there's like this whole side of him that I don't think that he disclosed to us, and I feel as someone who enjoyed him so much for his honesty, I feel betrayed, and so honestly, that's kind of why I'm just not interested in his stand-up anymore. I don't know. I just know I don't care anymore.
And that's fine. I don't think it's like he's fine. So everyone's talking about it, like, oh, he needs some big comeback. It's like, he has people that are going to see him. So he's fine.
And like Michael Jackson's music when it plays, and not, I'm not comparing those two as the same, but like separating the artist from the, like, I still enjoy Michael Jackson's music. I don't feel bad about that or weird about that one. You know, it just
I
didn't look for honesty in his music.
I did. We talked about this though. I was at a wedding and there's like a certain number of Michael Jackson songs that can play before it feels like, oh, this is a
molester.
Statement. No, this
Michael
is
Jackson.
Like a statement.
Oh, I thought it was like an era that
No, like a certain, it's like if you play two or three or whatever, it's great.
Right.
But once you're playing five or six,
you're
it's
leaning
like,
into
not
it.
Guilty. Yes.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We're voting.
That's a really good point.
If you come out and if you
way.
Start moonwalking.
Yes.
Yeah. But we were talking about that in the car with the R. Kelly stuff. It's like when you find out who the person is. So like, when R. Kelly's writing that song, My Mind Is Telling Me No, But My Body, like, what is his, what
yeah,
is
what
his,
was he writing
what's inspiring
about?
these. Yeah. So then when Louis's doing these bits and you're watching his bits again, and you're like, these are brilliant, but they're very dark about him, like jerk, like weird jerking off stories or whatever his dark shit was. It's like, okay. Like, well, you kind of see the bit differently now that when you know something about someone.
Of course.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Can I say my date?
Yeah, please.
Did you jerk off in front of him and lock the door?
Yeah, that's why it's a perfect segue.
Dan came in here earlier and like we were asking when about our weekends. Door. And and he started jerking off about his weekend. Just verbally.
Yeah.
And I go, Dan, save it for the pod. No, I really did. I was like, I want to hear about your date, because he was like, well, it was kind of weird. And I go, stop it, save it for the pod. And then we joked that anyone comes in with conversation.
You're just like, I don't know. It's been rough because my mom is kind of like, whoa,
save
whoa,
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 Dan,
whoa.
Dan, can
Dan,
you,
save it for the pod, dude.
If you're about to tell me your mom is dying or it died, you better save it for the pod.
Yeah.
We're not recording.
Because that's a podcast. And I know a podcast jackpot when I hear one, when I see one.
My dad's back on.
It was.
Wait, Andrew, what?
Yeah, I don't know if I don't want to talk about it. Okay, I'll tell you guys. My dad is back
on. Hang on.
What's
that? We're going to record on Sunday. Sunday.
No, but I got it.
And it's next Sunday, actually, Dan. If you could hold on to this for.
I can't, because I don't know if my dad will.
13 more days.
But my dad is back on meth.
This sounds so good, though. I just want to save it. I know.
We want to react naturally. We want to react naturally.
Yeah, we want it to be real.
Yeah.
But I just think if we don't get my dad. I just feel like he just like listen to me.
This is great. We want these tears recorded.
Yeah, this is a good time to bring up the fact that we kind of need you to not do the podcast with us anymore, because you keep bringing shit up that it's like it's almost like you're intentionally wasting great stories. And
look at him dying.
Seriously, do you think we're recording right now or something?
Hello.
Okay, Dan, how was your date?
Yeah, how was that date, bro?
Well, it was just a funny. I never had this happen before. Where it was like supposed to meet at. We're gonna meet, get a drink or get food, and then I had a show she was gonna come to, and then we'll hang out after.
Yeah.
And so at first we were gonna meet at 7:30, and then I'm like running around during the day, and then she's like, "Oh, actually, I can meet at 7:15." I'm like, "Okay, I'm not even really thinking. I'm just like sure, because I'm just like running around," and then she's like. Actually, I could do 7. I'm like, all right, I'm just saying okay, not even really thinking. And then on my way, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be there at 7, you know?
Right.
So I just met, I'm like, I might be like 5 minutes late, you know, realizing it was probably going to be 10, you know?
Why not just say 10?
Because I just
really,
said
5. I'm so annoyed
but
at this.
But you're 20 minutes early at this point.
This was my thinking.
That's my argument.
Gotcha.
And so then, right, so and she's like, I'm there, like, you know, 7:02 or something. And then I'm like, so I like don't answer it right away because I know I'll be a little after 7:05 or whatever.
Yes.
So I'm like 7:05, I'm like, all right, 2 minutes away. And then I was I got there
another
maybe
5 minutes.
Yeah. And then as I'm walking in.
So you're gaslighting her with time.
I'm not gaslighting with time.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
But
you're telling her when it's 2 minutes, when it's going to be 5. You tell her it's 10, it's going to be 20.
Everyone does that. This is
we all need to stop doing
it.
But continue.
But it's not like I'm not showing up.
That's true.
And it's not like I'm showing up 20 minutes late.
Yes. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Continue.
Anyway, as I walk in, she's literally walking out.
Wow.
Yes. And we like bump into each other.
Because she's like leaving without you? Because
yeah,
she's like, he's
like
standing me up?
Right. Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
To do it within 5 minutes?
Yes.
And we like joked about it. I was like, were you just going to like write like fuck off or something? And she was like, no, I wasn't going to write that right then. But I'm like,
okay. That is weird that she would abandon it that quickly. But
that quick.
I would say that whenever I'm meeting up with a date with someone who I don't know, I like am looking for
any excuse
to leave.
Yes, that's fair. That's
any excuse.
Fair.
I'm like, oh my God, he's 3 minutes late. We get to leave. You know, like when teachers used to like be late and you'd be like, there's a 7 minute rule. It's everyone knows across the country.
This made up law.
It's 12 minutes.
12 minutes in the closet with
this
the teacher.
This has never happened.
Yeah,
you're all looking
knew.
At the clock.
Waiting for that 12 or whatever it was.
Like,
yeah.
You're free. Where are you going to go? Right outside? There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere to go. There's no holding area.
So where did you go back into the place with her?
Yeah, we went back into the place. Yeah.
But and how was the conversation?
It was fine. No, it was nice. It was nice, but it was just like a funny thing where it was just like, oh, if I were like 1 minute later, which by the way, still not 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
You know?
You would, yeah.
Would have been gone.
That's
yeah.
so weird. Yeah. Right.
She's definitely into you probably, too if she's making it the
it's
earlier.
It's probably what you said.
No, she's probably like trying to find a way that he would cancel. And
no, I don't think so.
No,
I think
she could have
excited.
She could have just done that.
I like that. I like when a girl will be like, hey, actually, I'm ready now. I think it's hot. It turns me on, actually, because it makes me think that she wants to see me.
Right. And she was trying to escape because she was with her coworkers before and was trying to escape that.
Mm.
Okay.
Seems like she wants to escape a lot.
There's a lot of escaping going on.
Did you guys go to an escape room?
We went to
that. Was that where your date was?
Did you? I would never do that.
Oh my God. Well, those
That's
apparently
the least
are like.
Fun thing to me.
Oh, I hate those. I hate the idea of them.
I've been not invited because I was told
I would just die in one because I wouldn't even try. I would sit down on the fucking couch and I would
exactly
give up.
Me. I was told
I would live
I
there.
Lacked,
they would have to shut down.
That's how you win. They're like, no one's ever done
Oh my God. That's me with my parents go do anything outdoors. That's me camping. I'm not helping. I don't want to be there. I made it very clear I didn't sign up for this.
But it was very nice. It was a nice time, but I just thought that was an
yeah,
odd
that was
sort of
very
like,
odd.
Which I shouldn't have said. I should have been accurate with the time thing.
Next
I shouldn't
time.
Have said. But, you know.
Will there be a second date?
Like I think so. I don't know.
Did you go home together?
No.
Did you make out?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Nice.
Nice, Brad.
I didn't make it. I thought I was at least going to make out the other night. Because the ex-boyfriend thing. Because I really did throw it out there. And then he hung out afterwards. And I was like feeling a vibe. We like hugged a lot and I was like, all right, this is gonna go down. And then he walked me back to my hotel and then gave me a friendly hug in the lob and and I was like, are we gonna fuck? What's going on?
Did you say fuck?
I said bang.
Yeah.
I go, are we gonna bang? Are we banging or I think I said that. I go, are we banging?
Bang?
I mean, it's like he's like one of my best friends, so yeah, it's just like weird to like even be like. And we have
sexual,
so much history.
Yeah.
I lived with him for fucking 2 years. I'm like, are we banging? And he just laughed because I always make him laugh and with that shit. And he's like, he goes, I mean, yeah, I mean, like, we should, right? And I was like, we should. I was like, but. And he's like, but. And I was like, oh, this is like that Seinfeld scene where they're like, we have this and this.
Yeah.
And he kind of was like, yeah.
Put that.
I know.
With that.
And then. I don't know. I just realized he realized that I wanted to. I realized that he wanted to. And that was enough for both of us. And we were just like, I love you. Good night. And it was very nice.
That's nice.
And then we text each other later and it was all good. But yeah, like I feel good about it because sometimes, and I said this before, like sometimes you just need to know you can and it feels better than actually doing it.
Do you masturbate to an ex?
Great question to take us out of the podcast tonight. Do you masturbate to an ex?
I've
Andrew.
Masturbated to hookups in the past.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. A pen just fell because the mic cord hit it. A Sharpie fell. And it fell
Exploded.
Onto a roach who is now flipped over and kicking wildly. It like hit a roach and flipped a roach and the roach is flipping. I'm not joking you. I'm going to take a picture
Dude,
of this.
What is the chance?
We're going to put it on the UUP account on the Instagram. Oh my God. That was wild.
Dude, that's like when someone's walking on the street and get hit by.
You can do it. You can do it.
You know when like someone gets hit by like something that falls off a building and it's like, what are the chances?
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the same thing.
That was the same. That I mean, but people are walking a lot more than roaches in my fucking apartment. I've seen like three
know.
Roaches
I've
in this fucking place. No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Move out day
Stop.
Soon.
Well, I'm moving next week.
Talk about a roach moving out.
Oh my God. I can't get the flash door.
What do you
I
mean?
Fucking hate these goddamn iPhone.
Yeah, they suck.
Cameras.
Samsung has
they're
better
so
cameras.
They're so confusing. Is anyone else deeply confused by their iPhone fucking most updated?
iPhone 11 sucks.
I have to kill this roach. I'm sorry, vegans.
No, why are you killing it? No. Why are you killing it?
You could do a
boomerang. Why wouldn't I kill it?
You could do a
Why wouldn't you
boomerang.
Save it? Just do the.
You want to do a boomerang of her killing
I'll
the roach?
I'll save it. I'll throw it out the window.
A roach?
Why?
I don't like roaches.
Why? Because they're too ugly
for
you? I
mean, it's going to die anyway. Just smash it.
But let him. Let it
oh
roam the city.
Oh my God, you missed it.
No.
Just let him live.
Let him just live on his back, die like that. I'd rather put him out of his misery.
Die.
If I was a roach on my back, I would want to be put out of my misery. I wouldn't be one of.
He's only on his back because the Sharpie's still on his leg.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to my listener. Do you guys masturbate to an ex?
I'll masturbate to this roach later. I'll tell you that. That roach looks hot as fuck on his back.
I hate it. It's so close to me.
I want to go down on that roach.
I hate that.
No, you like being on your back.
Yeah.
You want the roach riding.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right.
I'm really glad I saw.
If I'm fucking a roach, it's on top. That's for sure.
You always say that.
That roach is going to be in my fucking dreams tonight. I know it. I'm so scared.
Dude, that's crazy.
That was
weird,
really
luck.
Wild.
That might be bad luck or something.
I think it's good luck. I think it means great things. Have I masturbated to an ex? No, I have not ever done that. Yeah. But I really don't masturbate to anyone. I just watch porn and then until right. I start coming. And then when I start coming, someone sometimes like wanders in. Like it'll be an ex or someone. But generally it's like thinking about the person in the porn.
Right.
Yeah, having sex with my body.
But unless the porn isn't working. Like if it's buffering too much, then I try to use thoughts.
Thoughts. But those are all always about someone I want more than someone
right.
I used
You've
to have.
Already, yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
My
yes.
From what
past.
I had.
Oh, really? Okay, so you do.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't. I think that's cheap. I'm like, I want to dream big.
Roach yes. is gone.
Yeah, you're aspiring.
No, it's not. Don't say that, Andrew. It's still here.
It's
and so
struggling.
Are we. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. We have to go. Dan Perlman was here.
Hi.
Follow him on Instagram for his hilarious clips from his upcoming comedy CD. What is it called?
Emergency Contact.
Emergency Contact coming out soon, where all comedy albums are found. He's so hilarious. Dan J. Perlman on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Andrew T. Collin, Yawn Boy.
Ooh, boy, I'm tired.
I know you are.
Find me on Instagram, Andrew T. Collin, Puddles
Slide
Podcast.
In.
And Louie, I was just fucking around, bro.
Classic last boy.
Last boy. Last Louie.
I was going to take that part out, but maybe I won't now.
No, don't take it out. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a shit either. All right. Good night, guys. Squirt, squirt.
Yeah.
Bye.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.